Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible. High today around 77. Fire this morning heavily damaging a garage behind a home in the 3500 block of 15th Street on the near west side of Racine. Fire crews dispatched around 12:30 a.m. A first arriving police officer got there and within a few minutes and said the structure was fully involved. That was about 20 feet away from the home. Now, nobody was reported hurt. How it began and the extent of the damage unknown at this point. Yesterday morning, about 11 o'clock or so, fire crews from Racine called out to the 1000 block of West Lawn Avenue. The back deck of a home reported on fire. Nobody was there at the time but for the family dog, which was rescued. This is flames also touched the back end of that house. How the fire began there and the extent of the damage, also unknown. Steps and levels for employee compensation, the top priorities with the fiscal year 2016-17 Racine Unified Budget. That's according to the Board of Education, and the only certain amount of available dollars to work with, the superintendent and the administration are going to have to make that money fit the scheme. Dennis Weiser noted that steps and levels are all a part of the handbook, and taking $1.5 million from the Sportsplex project would help to cover it. Steps and levels, the top budget priority, supported by all the board members except for Bob Witke, Steve Hooper abstained. Inclusion of additional maintenance dollars, a unanimous vote, all of this going toward the new preliminary budget, which will get attention with a Wednesday night work session. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night awarding a contract for the construction of a water main to 10 properties on Cynthia Lane, then defeated the motion to assess those property owners for the project. Assessments become a bit of a dirty word in Mount Pleasant ever since the controversy over the Highway V project began. The board also laid over until its next meeting another initial resolution on assessments for a different project. A member of the audience raised questions about whether the motion itself actually matched the wording on the agenda. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission approving site and operational plans for an addition and related site improvements at EMCO Chemical Distributors on 95th Street in Lakeview Corporate Park. The plans approved last night calling for a 62,000-square-foot addition to be built on the north side of that facility to be used for warehousing purposes. The Village of Sturtevant's list of continual committee meetings tonight will include a presentation about disc golf. The meetings begin at 6 o'clock. The item is number one for the Parks Event Planning and Village Beautification Committee. A proposed nine-hole course at the Hiawatha Ponds area would be the first in the Racine County area. It's been looked at in the past, creation of a disc golf course, that is. It was proposed by one-time supervisor Ken Hall, but for which the funding was eventually removed from that area in the budget to help create the Karen Nelson Dog Park over by the quarry instead. And D-League usually suggests a lesser quality, but when it comes to professional basketball, the NBA's D-League is rather highly regarded as a proving ground. Such players as Seth Curry, Jeremy Lin, having come through that system. Now the mayor of Racine confirms it would be great to have the Milwaukee Bucks D-League team when that occurs. Mayor John Dickert confirming to the Journal Times he's had discussions with the Bucks about Racine as a location for their D-League club beginning in the 2017-18 season. Our AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, high today around 77. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.